Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Yud Dalet, the halacha that things that are forbidden because of building and demolishing on Shabbos, Siv Gimel. Middle about talking about making holes in things. Bimkoim Nekab Yashin, Siv Gimel on the bottom of Kuf Chav Amar Aleph. In the place of an old hole, Nekvin, you can make a hole, of the Magdech, Pidish, says Ramal, Klim Yuchel Inkud, a vessel designated for making holes, like a drill. Like, for example, let's say the spigot broke. Page 240. Some say, no, you're not allowed to open up an old hole. Only by a barrel of earthenware. That the seal is not so tight. But regarding a barrel of wood, that they make the wood very tight, that you close up the hole. And they cut off the head, not to take it out. But the nearest is that Nekav Chadash definitely seems like it's a new hole of Asa, and if it's going to be forbidden. It says in Mishabura, Sif Katin Tazai. Bibkaim Nekav Yashin, in a place of an old hole. That's Bainshah Nekavahu, how you cut whether that hole was big or small. But eventually, as long as you don't make it wider than it was in the beginning. Allah is Sif Kanyu Zai. You can make that hole a filled by even with a drill. Because Lechosh of Stima Klav, it's not considered as a seal at all. Since it's above the sediments of the canal, like we mentioned before. You're allowed to make a hole in the cover that they use to cover, to seal the glass, the glass with Shekorin Shtupki. That's a seal of some type of gummy. Even with a vessel that's prepared for this. And for example, let's say we're it broke habarza, the spigot. So he says, "Not good for the mechaber is just picking something that's common." But for what then? Same thing is, if the hole was somewhere else, then it got sealed up. The Sharatzi Noischav says you should know because in the Gemara they didn't say that it's forbidden only a new hole. So whatever the old hole is, it doesn't make a difference. Sivkat and Yotes. Now mechaber then brought B'yashem. Some said Loishar v'Chulu. No, that no, they did not permit. Make a hole where there was an old hole only by a chavish al cheres, because it's not really such a good steam. But contrary to the chavish al eitz, then that would be a problem. So Zuri Das are called by this opinion, they're called by Vayim by Eli Rabbi, because of that he writes, the sharp place complete as it. The other person disagree on this. A pasuk amoysam, and he rules like them. The chay pasuk nachal si, primakad, the chay adamash, but sounds like yesh lachish lahachmer kadas yeshem, that one should be stringent, like this opinion of the yeshem or the called by. To say it's forbidden by if it's made out of wood. Sharatin is chav with an asterisk, says Neshach Nacharab writes that one could be lenient in the situation of a tzarakada when there's a great need. Siv dal, barzah shebachavis, the spigot in a barrel, veinod miyoch leitzia, no one can get it out. Mutalikas barzah acheres, you'll have to take a different barzah, ulahakis by zabarzah, and to hidden that barzah, l'tzach shtitlishtis yayin b'shabbos, for the purpose of drinking wine on Shabbos. Agos says Ramah, but actually, yeah, barzah rishon. As long as the first bars, there shouldn't be negative shmarm opposite the sediments. When she crosses the base, like we said in the base, that's because we name the shpoil lekin. Siv hey, mutalita chanachol. You're allowed to get place a hollow reed or straw. Straw adds on the words b'chavis in the barrel, like barza, or the spigot contains the mechaber. Loitzi yain to withdraw the wine. Ava bishlohayi b'ma'ilam, even though it was never there ever before. But to put a myrtle leaf, but neck of Shabbachavis in the hole in the barrel, Sha'Allah also kamarzev, that the leaf is like a gutter by yayins of there, and the wine flows through their loy. That you cannot do. Why? Because we made a decree, that it shouldn't appear a gutter for his wine, that the wine should fall into it, because you go at a distance. Because when you take the leaf from a kafli, and you fold it like a gutter, it looks like you're making a gutter, but if it's not similar to a spigot or a straw, that you're not doing, I mean a reed, that you're not doing any action to that. Hagar says, Ramav, yesh matim, some permit, I feel about Allah shall have this, even with a leaf of a myrtle. But makom shush lehar where there's many folds, v'in lach hashem yiktim, and we don't have to be concerned that you're going to come to fold it. That's the rush at the end of Perek Chavez and the Torah. It says, Mishbur, Sivkot, and Chav. So it said, Mutalit and Mechulu, you're allowed to put in this straw, this reed, into the barrel. And the reason for that is, because it's ready and designated for this purpose. You're not fixing any vessel with this. However, it seems, the Asalit Koya hate the Bechoskabi, you say this, but one is not allowed to push it in very strongly with pegs, the Eshbazim Mishum Gemara Malacha, because that would be considered Gemara Malacha by having this straw inserted, Sivka and Chafalas. And this straw could be put in Avbi Pahulu, even though it was never there ever before. And Avagav, even though he doesn't know Im Yagil Midasai, if it's going to reach the measurement, even so, it's going to be permitted. Which Sharat Sinai's Chabay says, meaning, and we're not concerned that maybe he's going to come to fix it then if it doesn't come up to the size that he needs to get. No, even so, it's going to be permitted. Fine, B'Seis, as I said to Mishmur further, look at B'Seis that he, Shakaz that he writes, Shneir Medev Rambam, seems in the words of Rambam, even though the straw itself, Ein Mishakan Zekotzark, is not really fixed all what's necessary. It's lacking some fixing. Even so, with Lachnis, you let it put it into the barrel, but Lichashin should be second, not concerned that you're going to come to fix it. Siv Katan Chav Beis. The Ramos said that some permit even by Allah Shohadis. The Mokam Sheshloi, in the place where it has many faults, Daish, no, the Machabish, of course, the Tam Issa, the Machabah that wrote, that the reason for the prohibition, Nishnidika Issa Marzu, because it looks like you're making a gutter. The Ramos concludes, Vein Lachashim, you don't have to be concerned that you're going to come to make folds. Well, they sound like they're saying, besides the Machlaikas, it sounds like they're saying different reasons. Is it because it looks like you're making a gutter, or because they have the making folds? But put them in by Gemara. It's actually machleis amiram in the Gemara. Chadam atam ayesu. One says the reason that the ayesu shema yesu mazik because you might make a gutter. Chadam one says gezer shema yiktam olam and anaf because you might come to cut off the leaf from the branch. Leaf and lechavas to put it into the barrel. For me to say might be now what's the between them. The katam amant chiyanya that is shahayu laharbikatum mukhalim erev shabbos lezer. You had many like. Cut off and folded leaves prepared for this from before Shabbos. They were not concerned that you can come to cut off, which Sharat Gimel says, but if he only has one, then you have to be concerned that maybe that one will get ruined, and therefore then we would be concerned. That's something from the Torah. But the Bach writes that specifically when there's many, it's permitted, and not by two or three. And that's something that also has been of the Rav. It says the taste of Shabbos. Now, so says Mishabur, Lamanda Mishamarzib, when the one that says the problem is it looks like a gutter, Asr since it's been a pichi, I got even when you have, because it still looks like a gutter. Lamanda Mishamikdim, according to one that says they might come to cut off, sure, it's permitted. Pasigrash Fatur, Lamanda Mishamikdim, that the problem is because you might have to come to cut off. So that's what the Ramah says. When you have Harbakadim, you have many leaves already cut off already, cut them can mean like cut off. So we don't have to be concerned that you might come to break off leaves from the stem for that purpose. Therefore, then it's going to be permitted. Sivav, mutlahatas reishu chavas besayef. You let it chop off the top of the barrel with a sword. The love of the pesel machavin. You're not intending to make an opening. Kibish meis reishu because you're removing the top. Vonakva betzida, but to make a hole on the side. Whether it's a barrel, whether it's the cover, us it's forbidden. Even with a spear, choice neck of God, where you make a large hole, but in the Dermon of Pesach is not similar to opening. Even if Mitzid the sins from the side, Vatal Pesach to shore, your intention is for an opening. And to make a hole in the cover from above, Mutter is forbidden. The love of the Pesach Machavim, because you're not intending to make an opening. Because not to know to make an opening on the top. Rather, taking off the whole covering. I mean, the way to make the opening is by taking off the whole cover. Says Mishra Sivkan Chav Gimel. Mutalahat is, you let it chop off the top of the barrel with a sword. They bin Yisrib Kim, because no problem about building and demolishing with vessels. Now, Mayer B'Chavis Guru, we're talking about where it's an inferior barrel. Shem Madubak Shvedeb Zephas, where the broken pieces are attached with tar, but Libish Lemon, not with a whole one. We discussed this all previously in Sivav. Now, the Mirza. Lahat is rak reshim aguf alabat. Now, if he wants to chop up only the top of the cover, only that. Afil b'chav shleima, even with a whole barrel, sure that's permitted. Because the limikr shvira is not considered, it's not called breaking. Kimin shen mechuberes l'chav is because it's not really attached to the barrel. Sivkan chavdaud. You let it chop up the top of the barrel beside with a sword. The kalichim lach l'isr, that even though that's a tool used for prohibited things, for killing, mutl tal tzor. Guf, you let it move it for the purposes of when you need it for a permitted thing on Shabbos itself. Now, why are you allowed to do this? Sivkan Chavid, the love of the Pesach Mechavin, because he's not intending to make an opening because he's removing the whole top. Elo rather, Laharchav Mitzvah, he just wants to widen how to be able to get out what's inside. Shukhul Bekal Likach Mashabatecha, that you could easily take out what's inside. Sharatin Leis Chafei says, that's from Rashi. Shigmar says, La'ain Yofik Mechavin. Which Ram writes, it's to show his generosity. which that supports the words of the Marashal. Either way, continuing the Mishabura, Davkik choice is a Mibnei Orchim. Specifically, he's doing this because of the guest. That's El Rabbi Nem Rashal, like we say, because showing his generosity. Ketiz Mishabura, Mutu the Gamkin the Kray Ha'or, Tosha permitted to tear off the leather, Me'alpi et Chavish Al-Yain, from above the opening of the barrel of the wine. But actually, Yichav and Lass Zinuk, as long as he's not intended to make a Zinuk, Pirish, another became Marziv, like some type of a gutter, says that Sefta. Sifkot and Chavav. But to make a hole on the side, whether of the barrel or the cover, that's forbidden. Because the neck of a hole is a pestle cover, that's like making an opening for the barrel. The fill of the neck of cutting, even a small hole, which it's not made to like it, put in or take out through there. That's also forbidden, but with the cover of the barrel. But there's a difference between them. It's not forbidden with such a hole, only making from the side of the cover. But making the hole on the top of the covering, to draw the wine from there, that's mutter. That's periodically coming, like the Machavis says further. But in the barrel, it's forbidden. Wherever you make the hole, and this the Shachanach says on the side. It's only because of the differentiation that halacha applies to the cover, but not for the barrel itself. The Sharat Zion Chavzayin says, but a hole that's made, that sounds like Magabram, that's forbidden even by the Magufa, even above Midrabanan, and that's something from the Ram. Sivkot and Chavzayin. And it's not similar to a Pesach, because since it's on the side, for sure he's intending for a Sivkot and Chavzayin, but Pesach, for sure he's intending for a hope opening. The end of Mechab and Pesach is not, because I'm not intending for opening, just to widen, we can get the wine out, or he left Techas Magufa, should have opened up the covering. But we make a hole in the covering on the top. For sure, you're not intending for opening. Because you don't usually make an opening over there. You don't want earth and pebbles to fall in over there. And to make a hole in the maguf on the top, that's mutter. It's permitted to fill the chavis. Or even by an intact barrel, it's permitted. Shein the maguf for chibul chavis, because the covering is not a connection to the barrel. Canal, like we said previously, because cut and chavigim. It's logical. The mezelu kulam a mutter. Regarding this, according to everyone, it's permitted to fill the shleim in the archem, even not because of the guest.
Yeah, Allah the maschel b'makom shirsh lahabik ketumim. The Rama said some permit even by a shahadas if they have many ketumim. So you don't have to be concerned shani yikta. That's how the Torah explains what it says in the Gemara. Ik benayu the kotav amantchit, but the Rinnach and Allah sounds like that it's placed within the barrel from before Shabbos. And even so, according to Rabbi Yemer, that he holds that because of like a marzib, it's forbidden to draw the wine from there. And according to Avashi, it's only forbidden only to place it initially the leaf in the barrel on Shabbos. Some of the deer shoe number 17. The Mishabur is saying that you're allowed to place the reed into the hole that's already there in the barrel on Shabbos, like the Shabbat Leket says, it's written by Sezev. Dish number 18, Chaznish is inclined that it's permitted to stick in the reed very well, very strongly, because putting in the reed is only for the purposes of drawing the wine through that, and right away afterwards you take out the reed. So therefore it's similar to the halacha of Kisakim of vessel coverings that's brought in Simon Shin Yud Gimel, that's permitted to open them and close them even if they're very tight. And he writes that that's how it seems also from the Paiskim that the Rasaisim, they write, that it's permitted to put the reed in to take out the wine, and they didn't, limit it that you shouldn't be tekeya the kana bechazaka. However, the Chaznish writes, since the Mishbura holds that if you tekeya the kana, you chay bechadis, so therefore it's not possible to be mata this halacha lemaisa. The compounding, the putting together of a needle into a syringe for one-time use, Shlomo Zalman writes that even though putting in the needle is done strong, you're allowed to put it in. It's not similar to this halacha of putting in the reed that's hollow in the barrel very strong, which Burton Mishbura, that's forbidden. Because putting in the reed in the barrel seems like a creation of a spout that's permanent for the barrel. Therefore, it's considered like a gemar malach of the chavis. But putting the needle into the syringe, since it's made for one-time use, it's not considered like creating the syringe. It's only like the form of the utility of the needle and the syringe, and that's the pinu. But yashiv too. However, according to the Chaznish, that's brought in Simon Shin Yigimel, so that a kli lets tzarech hashimish boy, that needs to be put together. You never put it together, even if the norm is to take it apart after the utility. And Shuvah's Medrash Lama writes that according to him, would be forbidden to put the needle into the syringe. Look what we wrote over there. Number 19, according to the Vilna Gaon, which brought in Sipkot and Zion, that there's no ism in the Torah to break a whole barrel, even that Midrabanan is forbidden because of a concern that you can intend to make a good hole. Chaznish writes that still it's permitted to chop off the head, the top, when you're not being medactic to make a good opening, that it's only when you're making a hole on the side of the barrel, that if you're intending to make it good, then it's makabe pater. So there the goes that even when you're not intending to make a good hole, then maybe you can make a good hole. But when you're just chopping up the top of the barrel, then even if you're making a good opening, it's makalkal that you could take in and take out through the covering without breaking the barrel. So therefore you could say that it's permitted to chop up the top, even it's whole, and there are one that goes there at all. There's number 20, a metal stopper that's made like a crown on top of a barrel, a bottle, which is like you have, like, let's say, bottles of beer. So the Chazon Ish writes that you're allowed to remove it from the bottle, even though when you're opening, you're twisting the cover. There's not a problem with Issa Saisa because this covering is similar to the Magufa Shachavis, and we don't find the Issa Saisa by the Magufa. Chazon Ish adds on that even though by the opening of a metal that there is Issa Saisa, as Shulchan Aruch writes later on Sib Zayin. However, this cap, since it's not made only because to close the barrel until you open it, and not for any other utility, so twisting it when you're opening is considered like the utility of the cap, and not like demolishing it. He writes another reason that with twisting it, there's no issa saisa because of the moment that you press the cap on the bottle, it nullifies from it the halacha of a kli because it's meant to be twisted when you open it, and therefore it's not shaykh for it anymore. The issa stira. Another reason to permit opening up this cap. Chubas Mechash Lemon writes that since the widening of the cap through twisting it is not considered a steer as a kli, therefore even after it's widened, it functions as a covering for the bottle. He adds on that even though it's not the formation of the vessel, because it's not bottle from the cap a tar of a kli when it was attached to the bottle. Now a screw plug that's made from metal that when you open it, it separates from it the lower part and remains like a ring on the neck of the bottle, which we have on many bottles have this, it could be a seltzer or it could be a bottle of wine. You twist off the cap, but it remains with a ring around it. For some of them writes that's forbidden to open it because when you're opening it, you're making the cap into a cover that's fit for utility. Because up until you opened it, the cap was only a sealed covering on the bottle, and it couldn't function as for opening and closing the bottle and other bottles. And because of that, it's considered like as if you're making a kli. The cap is like you made it to clean up. That's written in Shuvas Mechaz Yitzchok. That's what's written in Israel. It's written in B'yashiv. That's forbidden to open up this cap because it's a mechatech. You're cutting on those designated lines. B'yashiv. Not sure if this is derived from the Rabban. However, if it remains that the cap is connected a little bit to the ring, B'yashiv holds that that's permitted. That's also how Rav Vazna is inclined. And we discussed later on Simshin Chub Beis of Kodin Ches. Now, to make a hole for us in the top of the cap, and then to open it after that, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds it's permitted because since you make a hole in the cap, then you're not accustomed to utilize that. And then when you're opening it, you're not making a kli. And he adds on that even if the Issa Saisur, you don't have by making the hole in the cap, that since the cap is not a significant kli, it has a look like mustiki, which then is no problem. It's a seisin, that's also been open. Yashiv, and Rishon Zaman adds on that even if we wouldn't judge the cap like mustiki, it still would not be an issa of seisin by making a hole in the cap, because as long as the cap is on the bottle, it's not considered as a kli, and therefore making a hole is not considered as demolishing a kli. Now, this screw plug, that's like in this cap, that's made out of plastic, that is common in our days, on, let's say, soda bottles, stuff like that, if someone's having holes, it's permitted to open it, even though by opening up the cap, you're detaching it from the ring that's connected to the bottle. However, it does not have the halacha like a metal cap, because since a metal cap, the reality, the nature of it looks different than the part of the, like, the ring looks different than the part of the cap, and removing it from the cap is considered like forming the cap. But by the plastic cap, the ring is recognizable like a separate thing from the cap, even before you open up the bottle. And removing the cap is considered like just removing the wax or the clay, which are connecting the cap to the bottle, and not like creating a new reality. Another thing, Mr. Grell tells us it's forbidden to open it, and according to him, even by a plastic cap, it's considered like the creation of the ring. Removing the ring is creating a new cap. And Liashev says it's forbidden to open up a cap because it's a mechatech, because you're cutting on designated lines. Dish number 21. The reason why, if you're doing it for guests, that's okay. Chazon Ish writes that in such situations, recognizable is cutting off the top of the barrel to be generous in front of the guests and not to make an opening. And therefore, it's not considered as making an opening, unlike breaking it for the purpose of getting out the wine. Dish number 22. We said also to tear off the leather from the opening of the barrel of the wine. Now, even though there's an iser to tear leather, as brought in Yerushalmi, that the Be'alacha brings later on to Mishnah Mem, however, this type of tearing is no iser. And the reason for this chaznesh, right, is because since the intention of their tearing is to take out the wine, and also that it's tearing in a way that is destroying the leather, so therefore it does not take effect on this tearing the name of Malach of Kirea, and it's only like the utility of the barrel, which is how to get out what's inside of it. Another reason, right, is written in Sefer Shavis and Shabbos, is according to the that since the leather that's tied on to the surface of a food or a mashka to protect it from getting ruined or something similar like that is like as if it's like a peel of the food item or the mashka, and therefore nullifies from it the title of a beggar or a leather, and therefore it's not applicable to the Issa of Kareya, just like there's no Issa of Kareya by tearing open a food object. But Allah brings over there the words of Shulchan Aruch Rav that Issa of Kareya is only by something that's stitched or woven, which is made from many different parts, like the ureus that they had in the Mishkan. But something that is one body, like a piece of leather or paper, there's no Issur Kareya. And according to his words, and then this whole question doesn't start. But the Be'al Lacha, but there, however, rejects his words from the words of Yerushalmi. Dish number 23, Chaznish writes, it's permitted to make in a barrel, in the covering of a barrel, even in a hole that's made to go in and go out, which is in contrast to what it sounds like in the Shartzin Sifkon Chav Zayin.